The CDC's reversal on mask wearing will impact Americans differently depending on where they live. The CDC now says people in communities with high levels of COVID-19 transmissions should mask up in public places indoors, even if they're fully vaccinated. It also recommends universal mask wearing for kids, teachers, and staff in schools. This all comes as vaccination rates have stalled and cases of the Delta variant are on the rise. Let's bring in Dr. Abdul El-Sayed, who's an epidemiologist and former city health commissioner for Detroit, Michigan. Dr. El-Sayed, welcome back.
Celeste, thank you so much for having me.
What is your take on this new mask guidance from the CDC? How should we read this?
Well, on the one hand, it's rather clear that the CDC is following new science. We know that this Delta variant that we're dealing with right now is fundamentally more transmissible than the garden variety COVID that we dealt with last year, for example, and even the Alpha variant that came after that. Now, the question that the CDC wanted to ask was, how much more likely is it for vaccinated people to transmit Delta than they were to transmit other variants? And what they'd found before was that vaccinated people, owing to low levels of virus in their nasopharynx, that place behind your nose and your face where the virus tends to hang out, was so low that they were not at high risk of transmitting. What they found with Delta, though, is that in their transmission chains, in their outbreak investigations, they found that vaccinated people, in fact, were carrying substantially more virus and therefore were transmitting this virus. And so to protect both vaccinated people and unvaccinated people, they made a recommendation in high transmission areas for these folks to wear them. But on the other hand, the big question that the CDC, I think, has not reckoned with is the impact of their recommendations. The reality of it is that the reason high transmission places are high transmission is because people are not paying attention to what the CDC says about either vaccines or masks. And so making this recommendation, one has to ask whether or not it's going to be effective in the first place.
And there has been some criticism about this new guidance from the CDC. Dr. Scott Gottlieb is a former FDA commissioner, current board member for Pfizer, and spoke about the new CDC guidance on NPR's Morning Edition.
But I think in terms of telling everyone who's been vaccinated that they need to now start wearing a mask again, I think that's going to be very little bang for our buck in terms of trying to reduce transmission right now in the context of this wave of infection.
So, Dr. El-Sayed, would you agree with Dr. Gottlieb there that asking vaccinated people to mask up won't have a big impact?
You know, I think what's going to happen is you're going to see a lot of folks who are vaccinated in low transmission areas masking up out of caution. And then folks in high transmission areas where people have not been paying attention to CDC guidelines for some time now, that mask wearing is likely not going to go up substantially. And so I agree with Scott's perspective there. The bigger point here, though, is that we have to be focusing on vaccines. These are the number one tool that we have to reduce COVID-19 transmission. And in order to do that, what we fundamentally have to do is make being vaccinated easier and make being unvaccinated harder. And so I'm quite focused on the next step that the Biden administration may be taking in the near future here around mandating vaccines for federal employees. I think that's going to have a lot more effect, not just for those federal employees, but because it creates a permission structure for employees, employers around the country to be doing the same thing.
What about the recommendation for schools in which they're saying everyone going to a public school should be masked? In light of the fact that kids under 12 can't currently get a vaccine, do you think this guidance is on target?
I do. And I think this owes to the fact that we're seeing more cases among young people that are really symptomatic and very serious, in fact, because of Delta. And given the fact that we still don't have vaccines that are authorized for people under the age of 12, I think it does make sense to do everything we can to protect our young people in the places where we put them most of the day, most of the year, which is in their schools. And so I do think that this is in keeping with what we're coming to understand about Delta and in keeping with the responsibility we have to protect people who, through no fault of their own, cannot be vaccinated simply because of their age right now.
It's hard to imagine we'd be a little bit nostalgic for what you called garden variety COVID. The Delta variant seems a lot worse. And I wonder if you think it's possible that those who are fully vaccinated will end up having to get another shot or two more shots.
Well, it is certainly within the realm of possibility. But here's the situation that I hope folks are paying attention to. this virus can change. This virus can do what it needs to do to evade our immune system's response to it. And what we've seen with Delta is that for people who've had COVID before and are therefore developing a natural immunity because of that, that immunity is not as effective against preventing Delta. And so we have responsibility to protect folks in this respect, and we have to be paying attention to that future.
We'll leave it there. That's Dr. Abdul Al-Sayed, epidemiologist, former City Health Commissioner for Detroit. Thank you.
Thank you.